What's going on, traders? Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in. Listen, on today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about what do those letters stand for. So when someone says AUDUSD or GBPJPY, what are those letters? What are they implying? What do they mean, right? What do they stand for? We're going to talk about that today because I want to make sure that as you're listening to this podcast, you're not just getting motivated, you're not just getting inspired, but you're getting knowledge about what the basics of this skill set is so that you can propel your journey from that foundation. All right. So today we're going to get into what does those letters mean? What are those abbreviations? AUD, GBP, USD, NZD. We're going to get into that today. But first, we got to thank our sponsors. Let's get into it.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode of the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily inspiration, daily motivation as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. Welcome, welcome, and again, welcome. Today, I want to talk about what those letters stand for, right? AUDUSD, GBP, JPY, NZD, CHF. What are those letters abbreviations of? All right. And those are exactly what I just said. They are abbreviations. All right. They are abbreviations for each country's currency. All right. That's what they are. So when we talk about a currency and we're talking about a market that we're trading, a market that we're trading in the Forex market is not just one country's currency. Okay. In order to participate in a market in the foreign exchange industry, in order to trade a particular market, you're not trading the US dollar, or you're not trading the Australian dollar, or you're not trading the Great British pound, right? You're trading two currencies compared side by side. That those currencies compared side by side, they both equal a currency pair, which now gives you a market to trade. Okay. So perfect way to put this is if you're just looking at the US dollar is just the US dollar, right? It's just the US dollar. Okay. And we call that the DXY, right? And some people do trade that, right? But with Forex, we're talking about currency pairs. So you're trading the fluctuations between the two currencies that are compared side by side. So for instance, when we have USD, JPY, okay? That is the US dollar. USD stands for US dollar. JPY stands for the Japanese yen, okay? And when we trade or say that we're trading USD, JPY, we are trading the market that shows us the fluctuations between the two currencies, the US dollar and the Japanese yen. And how we make money in the market is we make money from the fluctuations, the up and down movements of these two currencies compared side by side. Okay. So when you hear the saying, you know, AUD USD, okay, that is Australian dollar compared to the US dollar. Or you hear GBP JPY, that is the Great British pound compared side by side with the Japanese yen. All right. If you hear USD CHF, that is the US dollar compared to the Swiss franc. Okay. If you hear NZD USD, that is the New Zealand dollar compared to the US dollar. Okay. Those letters are just abbreviations for a country's currency. That's it. Okay. And when we're talking about currencies, we have what's called a base and we have what's called a quote. The first currency abbreviation that you see. So for instance, if I say, hey, I'm looking at GBP USD right now. The first currency in that currency pair, the GBP, that's called the base. Okay. And then the second currency, which in this example would be USD, that is called the quote. Okay, so the base is always the first currency in a currency pair, and the quote is always the second currency in a currency pair. Now, typically when the base is stronger than the quote, we typically see the market moving in an upward direction. Now, when the quote, which is the second currency in a currency pair, when that is stronger than the base, we typically see that particular market in a sale, okay? And so these are just the basic foundations of when you're hearing people talk about currency pairs that they're trading, or you're seeing things and you're seeing these letters, this AUD, JPY, or this USD, CAD. And also, I do want to put this out there. If you ever see CAD, that is the Canadian dollar, all right? And so when you see that, just understand that those are just, like, those letters are just abbreviations of the two currencies inside of that particular currency pair. And it takes two currencies compared side by side to give you a market to actually trade. All right. You do not just trade the US dollar, right? When we're talking Forex, you're trading two different currency pairs compared side by side. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. Wanted to share this with you because I need you to know this stuff. And this is what the podcast is about. It's being a vehicle that can share the knowledge with new beginner and developing traders. Not just the motivation, but sharing the knowledge to get you jump started and get you going, because this is what I wish I had when I started. So what better way to pay it forward than to be the solution to the problem that I once had, so that we can see people of all different races and all different sizes and all different, you know, places just literally stumble upon this skill set and have a vehicle where they can start getting the right information to help them get their journey jump started. All right. So, hey, listen, if you're looking for a prop firm, and we talked about on the last episode what it means to get funded. So if you don't know what that is, a prop firm is essentially a company that will give you the opportunity to trade virtual funds. Now, what you do is you purchase what's called a challenge, and you prove that you can follow their rules, manage risk, and that your strategy works. And once you reach or pass those challenges and you reach those profit targets, then you get awarded what's called a funded account. And with that funded account, it's virtual simulated funds. However, you get the opportunity to make money off the profit that you make. And so the benefit to this is that us new beginner and developer traders, we now have the opportunity to invest little money to manage big capital. And even though it's a simulated, a virtual environment, it's not real funds, we can actually make money off of this. And I've seen people literally make six figures plus a year simply trading these funded accounts. And so Blue Guardian is one of those funded companies that I highly recommend. They are a sponsor of this podcast, and they are also the prop firm that I am currently doing a 100K challenge with right now, so that I can get funded 100K in simulated virtual funds. And so if you're interested and looking at them, checking them out, and maybe getting started with a challenge with them just like me, check out blueguardian.com. There's a link in the description, and there's a coupon code that'll get you 10% off on your next challenge. Use coupon code newtrader, the number one at checkout. And one of the main reasons before I get out of here that I really like Blue Guardian is because they have a tool called the Guardian Protector. So as soon as you get your first challenge, you can literally go into the back office and you can set a limit on how much money you're going to lose per trade, so that when you're actually trading, your emotions don't get in the way and force you to overtrade and mess up or blow or lose or disqualify you from actually getting the funded account. All right. So that's the main reason why I love Blue Guardian. And they have been just a great company that has helped traders literally have a fair shot at actually getting access to getting paid trading with funded accounts. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. God bless you. Take care. And I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Holla at you later. Peace.